From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. Defense Secretary lands in Iraq. U.S. Defense Chief Ash Carter has arrived in Iraq for talks with his commanders and Iraqi leaders about ways the U.S. can ramp up the fight against Islamic State militants in Iraq and Syria. The visit comes as Washington considers an increase in the number of American troops in Iraq. VOA spoke with correspondent Carla Babb, who's with the secretary, in regard to his options in helping Iraqi troops.
Because more U.S. troops on the ground is going to be a very sensitive thing for the Iraqis. The Iraqis take pride in doing this fight themselves. They do not want to have a lot of Americans on the ground. President Obama does not want to have a lot of Americans on the ground either because, as Secretary Carter has put it, this is not about U.S. troops substituting for local forces. Everything that is being done here by the United States is to enable those local forces to push the Islamic State out.
A collection of Syrian rebel groups said today they were launching a battle in response to pro-government violations of a cessation of hostilities agreement that has been in place since late February. But both sides have accused the other of repeated violations during the past 2 months. In the meantime, in Switzerland.
Thank you.
United Nations Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, greeting China's Special Envoy, Zhi Xiaoyang, for another day of talks. This is Zhi Xiaoyang.
I said to Mr. De Mistura, and I said it on different occasions, to me, diplomacy is the art of making compromises. So during the discussions and the negotiations, all parties will have to consider the requests from the other side.
This is VOA News. It is another day in Ecuador where rescue workers utilize giant earth-moving machinery to clear away debris in order to find more survivors in the 7.8 magnitude quake that has taken 272 lives and injured over 2,500. A rescue worker cries out, "Is there anybody in there? Make noise if you can hear us." This is geophysicist Jessica Turner with the U.S. Geological Survey.
It was right off the coast of Ecuador, so being a large magnitude near a populated area and also being of shallow depth, meaning it was close to the surface, caused all the damage and fatalities that we are seeing with this earthquake.
Meanwhile, across the Pacific, two earthquakes on Japan's Kyushu Island have left at least 42 dead. European Union ministers will meet late today in Luxembourg to decide a plan to send security personnel to Tripoli to help train police and border guards for Libya's new UN-endorsed unity government. There's a growing urgency for Libya to be stabilized, with anxiety mounting that people smugglers will exploit the chaos in the country and thousands of migrants might cross the Mediterranean to Italy this year. Envoys from Yemen's warring parties were due to begin new UN-brokered peace talks on Monday in Kuwait, but the negotiations appeared to be delayed with rebel delegates failing to arrive. Yemeni government officials accused the Houthis of intentionally delaying the process. About 7,000 demonstrators marched against extremism Sunday across central Brussels, a city still in shock over last month's terrorist attacks. Voltaire Hilliard is a co-organizer of the so-called March Against Terror and Hatred.
We want a Belgium of unity. I think that's the only good answer we can have on the terror. It's not against each other, but together we will fight terrorism.
Suicide bombers last month killed 32 people at the Brussels airport and in a subway station. Oil prices dropped today after major oil-producing nations failed to agree on a production freeze to help stabilize the market. Ministers from 18 OPEC and non-OPEC countries said, after a meeting in Qatar, that they need more time to make a decision about capping production at January levels. Aung San Suu Kyi says the Myanmar's constitution needs to be amended in order to reform the former military-ruled nation into a true Federal Democratic Union. The Nobel Peace Laureate and de facto head of state repeated her vow to revise the nation's charter during a nationally televised speech on Monday as part of her goal to ensure national reconciliation. For more on all these stories, visit our website at voanews.com. This is Joe Palca from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.